You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you.
Hello, everyone. It's Mary Angela and Nick.
Hi.
Welcome to our program.
Good evening.
Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy.
Yes, yes, indeed. Another month. We're so excited.
Yes.
We have a new program to share with everyone, all the listeners from near and far, and especially all our good friends at All Saints Parish, and also the new listeners. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
So as we always suggest, let's get ready. Let's relax. Maybe take a crucifix out. We have this crucifix in front of us from our
Father Paul.
Paul that shared with us. That he gave to us.
Maybe have
a candle. Light a candle.
A Bible. A picture of Mary. The Holy Family. Whatever.
And yeah,
it takes to get into
a
mood.
relaxing mood and attitude. Yeah.
So we start this month, the intentions, we continue to pray for the repose of the soul of Pope Benedict. It was a very good pope. And we lost a wonderful parishioner and a dear friend, Manny Polo. We know he went straight to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And we pray for his
Such
family.
Such a good man.
Yeah, and we pray for all the families who have lost members.
A loved one.
Yeah, and you know.
It's never easy.
Not too long ago, or long ago, right? We keep all of our beloved ones that have passed in our prayers, and we pray for peace on earth.
And let's start, as we always do, in prayer. Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. All I have and call my own, you have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen. And that's the prayer of St. Ignatius of Loyola.
Yeah,
it's a surrender prayer.
Yeah, surrender prayer.
Guess what our topic is?
Yeah, it fits perfectly into our topic. And our topic for this evening is surrendering to Jesus, abandoning things that block us, or basically to let go and to let God.
Let God, yeah.
And if there's one thing we want to share with you is to let go and let God. And there's our show.
That's it.
In a nutshell.
That's all.
So, but there's many thoughts, prayers, affirmations we'll share, and hopefully you take one or you take many with you, and just go with it for this month.
Lots to consider,
and hopefully it makes a difference. So, as we approach Lent, along with prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, we would like to add, as Mary Angela said, surrendering our will to Jesus. This evening is about peeling off the old layers to empty ourselves so we can let Jesus fill us up.
Mm-hmm.
So we start with a quote where the young man met Jesus and about his giving up his possessions.
A man came to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what good things must I do to have eternal life?" Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, then go and sell all that you own. Give the money to the poor, and you will have riches in heaven. Then come and follow me." But when the young man heard Jesus tell him to give away his money, he was sad. He didn't want to do this because he was very rich. So he left sad.
Wow. Look at that. Jesus is offering eternal life.
Yes.
But it's human nature.
But we're attached to too many things in this
world. Do we have possessions, or do the possessions have us?
But we should be letting it all go.
Yeah, yeah. So true. So what does it mean to surrender? Surrender comes from the Latin word for to hand over. When we surrender to God, we're essentially handing over control. Control,
yes.
That's hard to do.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So handing over control of our lives to Him, basically it's an act of trust and faith. To yield to the power, again the word control or possession, of another upon compulsion or demand. Giving it to God and surrender are used synonymously. Well, why is that? When we give something to God, we surrender it to Him.
And this can be anything from our time, our finances, our talents, or possessions. We give up control and allow God to take over when we let go. And how again do we do this? Well, we trust that He will lead us and guide us in the right direction.
Yeah, we can take from Sister Faustina, Jesus, I trust in You, in the divine mercy. That's a prayer that has already kind of ringing in my ear throughout the preparation of this show. So, so for many people, the word surrender can be very frightening. It can feel
it
like
can be.
Yeah, we're giving up power.
What?
Giving up our voice. Are you kidding me? But what if we surrender to God? By surrendering to God is actually one of the most powerful things we can do.
And it can be the most powerful thing. And it's not about giving up. It's really about retreating. So what are some words that we can use instead of, that are related to surrender? The words like abandonment, divine providence, surrender, submission, withdraw, depart, step back, remove, obey, and obedience. These are all words that are related, right?
But you don't hear many of those words. Mm-hmm. It's about more. It's about power. It's about accumulation. It's about wealth, right? But that's a lot of stuff we see on social media.
Yeah.
I think if we turn off the TV or social media, believe me, I think
we'll all be the better for it.
Yeah, all those words Miranda just shared, would be part of our vocabulary. Mm-hmm. So,
and so, what happens when we surrender? What happens is our lives become lighter when we empty ourselves. Our level of stress drops, our health improves, and our relationship with Jesus improves when we drop all the barriers.
But there's another thing. In surrendering involves some suffering, which no one I know wants to endure. Jesus never said.
So that's what makes it a little tough,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes. That's why we surrender, because the road is not always smooth. There's bumps. There's no road. There's rocks on the road.
And life just isn't easy.
Yeah. And Jesus said it never was going to be easy.
Yeah.
And He said to all, if anyone would come after Me, let him deny himself and take up their cross daily and follow Me. For whoever saves their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for My sake will save it. Wow. You know, in order to purify a soul, Jesus uses whatever instrument He likes. My soul underwent a complete abandonment on the part of creatures. Often my best intentions were misinterpreted by the sisters, a type of suffering which is most painful, but God allows it and we must accept it, because in this way we become more like Jesus. And that was from Saint Faustina. And how ironic that we just mentioned that.
Yes.
the prayer, you know, the simple prayer, Jesus, I trust in You.
It comes
right back. Yeah. And there it is, the Holy Spirit working again in this show.
Yes.
Not planned.
Inspiring.
Yeah, inspiring. And so surrender and abandonment, Not words we hear too often, right, Mary Angela?
That's right. It's not too often.
So this part of the program, we're going to talk about things that we need to abandon. So I will mention them, and then we'll have an action for what we need to abandon, and then a prayer. So the first thing we need to abandon is we're very anxious. We're very uptight, especially now with COVID and inflation.
All the viruses going around.
So we need to abandon that.
Mm-hmm. So what action can we take to release this anxiety? Well, it can be just a simple action in terms of just breathing. And breathing in fact, the Holy Spirit and exhaling Jesus. So, you know, it's also involves letting go of what we hold on to the past.
Yeah.
And perhaps maybe we fear the future, but being in the present, like focusing on the present, helps our anxiety.
A simple action, yet very effective. Mm-hmm. So we pray, if the work of our sanctification presents us with difficulties that appear insurmountable, it is because we do not look at it in the right way. In reality, holiness consists in one thing alone, namely fidelity to God's plan. And this fidelity is equally within everyone's capacity in both its active and passive exercises.
Yes. And to escape the distress caused by regret for the past and fear about the future, this is the rule to follow. Leave the past to the infinite mercy of God, the future to his good providence, and give the present wholly to his love by being faithful to his grace. So focus on the present.
Another thing we need to abandon is that we're distracted and on the run. You know, are we running away from God? Are we engaged? Are we too busy? Are we just procrastinating?
Yeah, that's a big one, procrastination. And so what action can we take to stop ourselves from being distracted and running away? Well, let's have a focus and let's set our eyes on Jesus, on God. That's all it takes. And so the prayer is, my God, I desire with all my heart to do your holy will. I submit in all things and absolutely to do your good pleasure for time and eternity. And I wish to do this, oh my God, for two reasons. First, because you are my sovereign Lord, and it is but just your that your will should be accomplished. Secondly, because I'm convinced by faith and by experience that your will is in all things. Therefore, from this time on, I renounce my own will and follow your will.
So the next thing we need to abandon or to let go of is I'm finding a lot of us are tired, drained, exhausted. We have no energy. A lot of us are pooped. We're getting older. But why is that, right? So we need to let go of that. We need to be refreshed and be re-energized. And so what can we do, Mary Angela?
Well, we can just simply allow ourselves to stop, be silent, and focus on Jesus and make him the focal point, right? So get out of our tiredness and
be refreshed.
Just spend some quiet time, really.
Yeah, that's so true.
And the prayer is, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So it's handing over to God, right? Another thing that we abandon is filling our minds and stomachs. It's kind of all filled with toxins and, really bad stuff.
Sometimes we have entitlement, we have negativity, Sometimes we reach for, like, we may...
Because we're stressed and stuff.
Yeah,
we just eat without, like, being mindless. And,
Or we might drink things. Yeah. We might turn to drugs. So we're filling, basically, not just our minds and stomach, like, our whole human... our souls with the negativity,
right? Yes.
So as we mentioned in January, the action is a year of transformation. Let us try something new to empty our body, mind, and spirit so as to make room for Jesus who is waiting patiently at your door.
And so the prayer is, then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled."
Yeah, and that's from the Beatitudes. So
Beatitudes, yes.
Another thing we should abandon is worldly pride, our ego. It's something that, you know, we strive to be number one, and we don't want to surrender to God, who should be number one.
And we end up wanting to be God, right?
Yeah, that's a big issue.
Yeah. And so what action should we take? Well, let go of our ego and pride and simply be humble and simplify ourselves, our life.
That's it?
That's it. That's all it takes.
Wow. If all of us would consider this, because we all fall into that trap, right? We, you know, we get caught up in the rush.
And we want to be in control.
And we want, you know, bigger or whatever possessions. And
material things.
But how much do we really need?
No.
Right? So the prayer is, do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And another wonderful quote related is,
humble yourselves before the Lord and he will exalt you.
Yeah, so true. Another thing we should abandon or let go are past hurts. Maybe family, friends, business ventures that didn't work. Some of these experiences let us down. They have broken our hearts and sensitive, and we can't let go of that. We're stuck there.
So what action can we take is, well, simply just stepping back, taking your time, realizing that God is love and Jesus is there and he will heal us if we ask him to enter our hearts.
Yeah, and so getting back to suffering, a prayer we would like to share for suffering or how to deal with it is...
Suffering also allows us to participate in God's work of redemption. As we reunite our suffering with that of Jesus and conform ourselves to him, we also participate in his redemptive work. So suffering may be offered in conjunction with prayer for conversion and for salvation of others. So as St. Paul tells us, now I rejoice in my suffering for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of his body, which is the church. Those who are closest to Christ are often given the privilege of sharing in this redemptive
work. Wow. You know, it may not feel like, you know, when we're suffering, why this, why that? But if we realize we're doing it for the Lord... Mm-hmm. And a good friend of ours, Maria, would always say, when you're suffering, give it to the Lord, offer it up to the Lord, right? And he will get us through this. I know, like, we talk about it, we share it, and it's easy to say, but...
And when you're suffering, it's really difficult.
What else can we do? And, you know, and those who are suffering, I think just big thing is just to be there for them.
Yeah, we just have to be constantly reminded, right, that we'll get through it.
Yeah, offer them support.
Yeah.
So we also need to abandon fear, because fear can paralyze us. It can polarize us, right? Mm-hmm. It can leave us stuck. And we love this quote from Father Philip. He says, are we stuck or are we rooted?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So to get rid of the fear, we should...
Well, include the attitude of Jesus that is, I trust in you, Jesus, I trust in you. And courage when he carried the cross and he emptied himself.
Yeah, for us, how lucky we are,
yeah,
right?
How
like,
lucky.
Do we realize what he actually did
yeah,
on the
cross? Yeah,
sacrificed. And sometimes yeah. we hear it so many times.
All for our sins.
Yeah,
you know?
And like if we really look into the passion, like how much he loved us and he gave himself for us. So We should always remember that, like it's mm-hmm. the ultimate sacrifice. And the prayer is, for God gave us a spirit of fear, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Father God, thank you. Your mercies are new every morning. Thank you for reminding us that you said, I will never leave nor forsake you. In your word, and your word is true. Help us to always stay close to you, Jesus, and we will never forget your sacrifice for us. So,
a final thing that we abandon?
Yeah, abandon is the possessions, right? We talked about that a little bit already. Do we hoard things? Do we accumulate? Do we buy?
All the material things.
Compulsive.
Do we really need all of them?
So let's try to abandon those things. Mm-hmm. And what should we do?
Well, we clean up, right? Simplify, give the things away, give of our time, our finances and talents.
Especially with Lent not too far away, right? Mm-hmm. That it's a perfect opportunity.
And the prayer is, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
So we look at times Jesus surrendered. We came up with a couple in the New Testament. The 40 days in the desert, Jesus was just baptized. And said, God said, here is the Son of God, my beloved, right? And then, boom, you know, from a beautiful baptism of Saint John the Baptist, being filled with the Holy Spirit, now he's in the desert. So he was tempted, but he surrendered to God's will. Another time where Jesus surrendered was
in the Garden of Gethsemane, and the passages. And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not I will, as I will, but as you will. So here he is, surrendering over, not as he, you know, not, you know, his will, but handing it over to God's will.
Yeah, and it was so stressful for him. He had droplets of
blood,
sweat that
yeah.
turned that was blood, yeah. and so he decided to take to follow the will of God, and that's not easy.
No, it
right?
isn't.
So we need to follow that example, and also he surrendered with the way of the cross.
Mm.
How brutal it was!
Yeah.
You know, he kept falling, he kept getting back up, and he kept going.
Mary's fiat is another example of surrender. Mary's fiat means more than just an utter and complete surrender. When she said, let it be done to me according to your word, she also allowed God to use her for his purpose. So it's an expression of her desire to help God carry out his plan, even if she doesn't understand it or what it will entail for her.
Yeah, and she also was stood at the foot of the cross, right? She knew this was the will of God,
mm-hmm.
and she was the one that carried the faith, especially in the hard times. And you know, reading these, I just realized, you know, we all want to understand why this, why that. I need answers. I want to know why. But when we look to Jesus and Mother Mary, that they accepted their will without question, and they followed the Lord.
Yeah, because they trust that everything would be okay.
There's that word again.
Over it to him, right?
Jesus, I trust in you.
They trusted, yeah. So surrender to God Surrendering to God is showing complete faith in Him and belief in His promises. Just like a child, we can walk in freedom from worries. We simply must choose to trust God for everything. If we can trust God for our salvation through Jesus Christ, we can trust Him for our daily needs and desires. Truly, I tell you, until you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. So there's that word again, trust.
Trust, right? Yeah, trust, so in the powerful. Lord,
and that's how you surrender.
So at this present time, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more reflections and prayers on surrendering and abandonment to God's will.
are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mariangela Artuso and Nick Massa.
Welcome, dear sisters and brothers in Jesus. I hope you enjoyed the break and the musical song that we shared. So let's get right back at it about surrendering. So Mariangela, who do we surrender to?
Jesus.
When do we surrender?
Every day, and no time like the present time.
So Mariangela, what to surrender?
Well, everything.
And the final question, this is a rapid fire question, is how to surrender?
It's a choice we make. And surrendering control is just a daily, moment by moment choice.
Beautiful. So here we have some misconceptions about surrender. What surrender is, what we think it, some think it is, and what it what really it is.
Yeah.
So some think that surrender means to give up.
But really it is, it means to giving it over to God because he's the Almighty.
Some think if you surrender that you're a failure, you're no good.
But we must realize that surrender really means that there has to be a better way.
Yeah, there's options,
mm-hmm.
coping mechanisms. Some think if you surrender, you're a loser.
No, surrender means it's a retreating, it's a resting in the Lord.
Yeah, we should really try that, to retreat. We're just pushing, right? The world says we have to win at all costs, accumulate. You need to be number one.
Well, really, surrender or abandonment teaches us to follow the path of Jesus, which is he is the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah, so that's very powerful. Sometimes we think when we surrender, we're weak.
Rather, surrender, it means to conserve your energy physically, mentally, spiritually, for greater battles.
Yeah, I think we, you know, there's so many things in life that are more important than, you know, getting upset. Okay, we came second place, or we're stuck in traffic and then we get all stressed out. We're cursing, fighting. It's like,
you use that time, right?
Yeah, change
when you're
that.
Stuck in traffic.
Yeah, if you're stuck in traffic, there's options. Like you can pray, you can reach out to people and just, you know, there's so many good things.
So it's a way of letting go. Like, don't get stuck in there.
So we like to share with everyone.
Change it to the positive.
Yeah, you're never weak. And here's an example again with traffic. Surrender. Driving, you see a yellow light. We surrender to the light. Like when you see yellow, as Wayne Dyer says, yellow means to slow down and not speed up. So we've surrendered that because we need to be safe. Because you don't know. People crossing, people speeding, people crossing the street.
But
so
these days, everyone seems to be in such a hurry.
You're not weak when, in fact, you're strong.
Yeah.
You're patient. You're loving. So I came across something in researching this program on surrendering and abandonment to God's will. The 12 steps for Alcoholics Anonymous.
Right.
But we can change them. We can follow the 12
steps.
In surrendering to, be it alcohol, be it food, be it drugs, be it addiction, be it shopping.
That's
gaming,
troubling us.
Gaming, be it watching videos. Mm. Like people watch 15 episodes in one night.
That's
so
too much.
We need to surrender. Okay, you know, like just cut it back. We're not saying no, don't do, you know, you can enjoy things. But surrender, don't let those things take control of your life.
That's right.
So the first step in Alcoholics Anonymous, and again, put it to whatever thing you would like to transform in your life. We strive for honesty.
We admitted that we are powerless over whatever it is that's you want to get over with, you know, and that our lives had become unimaginable.
Step two is hope.
So we come to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity.
Step three in recovery is surrender.
Well, we make a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understand Him.
The fourth step in recovery is courage.
We make a searching and a fearless moral inventory of ourselves.
The fifth step we strive for is integrity.
We admit to God, to ourselves, and to anyone else the exact nature of our wrongs. So that could mean
what's an example?
Going to confession.
Yeah, and confessing our sins.
Mm-hmm.
The sixth step is willingness, the will.
Here we're entirely ready to have God remove all our defects of character.
So the next step, step seven, is humility.
We humbly ask God to remove all of our shortcomings.
The eighth step is love.
Here we make a list of all the persons we have harmed and become willing to make amends to all of them.
The ninth step is we take responsibility for what wrong we've done.
So we make direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others.
The 10th step is discipline.
We continue to take a personal inventory, and when we are wrong, we promptly admitted it.
And that's not easy.
Yeah. So we ask for forgiveness, right?
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. The 11th step is awareness.
We seek through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understand Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And finally,
the 12th step is service.
Here, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message and to practice these principles in all of our affairs.
Yeah, I found those steps, you know, very helpful in the act of surrendering mm-hmm. and recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And steps to, you know, make amends and move forward new life, right?
Yeah. Prayer from Blessed Charles de Foucauld. Father, I abandon myself into your hands. Do with me what you will. Whatever you may do, I thank you. I am ready for all. I accept all. Let only your will be done in me and in all your creatures. I wish no more than this, O Lord. Into your hands I commend my soul. I offer it to you with all of my love of my heart. For I love you, Lord, and so need to give myself to surrender myself into your hands without reserve and without boundless confidence. For you are my Father. Amen.
Amen. So we'd like to ask the listeners, where are you in your life right now in surrendering? Is there a lot going on in your life? What's needed?
Mm-hmm.
This is...
And what can help you to, you know, push you to, actually do the
surrender.
Not procrastinate.
You know, we've shared some thoughts, prayers, affirmations. Maybe, hopefully we stirred something up. Maybe you've got something new. So maybe find some time later tonight or this week and just reflect on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, because everyone, as Father Claudio says, is special and a masterpiece.
A masterpiece, indeed.
Yeah. So a prayer of abandonment is St. Teresa of Lisieux, the little flower. Faithful Jesus, you are always with us. We need the healing touch of your presence. Sometimes we feel abandoned and lost, abandoned by the unfulfilled dreams and possibilities that didn't happen. Our passion is gone. Darkness and emptiness permit our spirits. People disappoint or disappear. The energy that fired my enthusiasm seems diminished in cool ashes. Cynicism born of disappointments shrinks my heart. The depression of quiet desperation defines our souls. Listless emptiness swirls within. Wow, that's powerful. Wow,
she's very descriptive.
Yeah, because she probably went through a lot of that in the convent. Mm-hmm. So she goes on to say,
we feel abandoned by security because of the tumultuous changes in our world, our church, and our lives. We are ungrounded and need your healing and centering presence. Lord Jesus, just as St. Therese stepped through the abandonments of mother figures and dreams, help us to reach out to you in expectant faith and hungry hope. Burn out of us all the attachments which we deify and allow to define us. Embrace us, faithful Jesus, even amid the dark emptiness and lonely abandonment which engulf us. Heal us with faith and hope.
We ask you this through the intercession of Saint Therese, who teaches us confidence and trust in our love. And so it sounds like she struggled a lot, mm-hmm. even in the convent, but she you know, looked into her soul. Yeah, she persevered, but looking into her soul, we can relate.
Yes, indeed we can.
That we can all relate mm-hmm. to what she went through. You know, in some respects, it's the dark.
And we can feel yeah. not alone in yeah. Right?
Sorry?
We don't feel alone.
Yeah, we don't feel alone. Yeah, because we all, it sounds like she went through the dark night of the soul, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But what's the saying? At the darkest part of the day is just before daybreak.
Right.
It's just a matter of holding
breaking
on.
Breaking through.
Yeah, breaking through, right? Mm-hmm. Not breaking down. We need to have a breakthrough and look to Jesus, who is the light. So if you have the time, we recommend the book Abandonment to Divine Providence. It is a book by the Jesuit priest Jean-Pierre de Caussade. And he has some wonderful writings, and one of them being...
Well, really, what we want to share with you is what it did to the ultimate point of self-abandonment to divine providence. And it is this, that sanctity can be obtained among all our, you know, mundane, just what we do in our daily activities, in our daily lives. And all we require is to perform them with perfect love of God. And this is something that only by abandoning ourselves to Him can effect.
Yeah, so true.
So that's the whole main point.
So if we're not perfect, I think a first big step is to show up, right? So important. Mm-hmm. And then let God do the rest.
Yeah, that's really important, showing up.
So some Bible scriptures on surrender, we'll just read maybe about five or six of them. We'll just continue to read them. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your central worship. And that's from Romans.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. And that's from Corinthians.
I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I live now in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. And this, that's from the Galatians. And this is one of my favorite quotes in regards to abandoning. And thank you, Mary Angela, for allowing me to read it. From the Gospel of John, it says, "He, Jesus, must increase, and I must decrease."
Yes. And from Psalms, we hear, "And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me." And from Peter, it's, "Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you."
So a prayer for surrender, healing. "Heavenly Father, in the midst of a confusing world, help me to find peace. I surrender to your whole will. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Father of love and grace, I rejoice that I am your child and that I have been saved by the blood of Christ and made a new creation in him. Thank you that my sins are all forgiven by your grace through faith in him, and that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus and who believe that he is our Lord."
Amen.
Amen. So, Mary Angela, we've come to a point in our show where we have a couple questions and reflections.
What are they?
Well, so why we do not surrender? So, we simply do not want to submit. We are stubborn and prideful.
Oh boy. We're afraid of what God might ask us to do. That's why we don't surrender.
Maybe we're afraid of that commitment.
Yeah.
Or suffering. We mentioned that before. That, you know, we're all afraid to suffer. Who wants to suffer?
No, it's too hard.
Right? But that's a reality in life that we might have to suffer in some point in our life. We're stuck in bondage to some sinful habit. And the evil one is working, you know, behind
hard
our...
to get us...
Sneaky. The devil, he's about the deceit, doubt, division. So beware of that. Carry your shield of St. Michael, right? Pray the St. Michael prayer, right?
Another reason why we don't surrender is perhaps we just don't trust in God, right?
Yeah, we've been hurt.
There has to have that trust.
Yeah. Trusting, well, God, why did, you know, we actually blame God for some of these things, right?
Yeah.
So.
Like, why? Why?
Yeah, well. We ask. That the eternal question. Maybe it's too hard or I just don't know, you know, or maybe perhaps some of us just don't care.
Yeah.
That's not a good road you want to be on, right? Another thing, marriage, why do we not surrender?
Another thing is we're unaware of the rewards that are awaiting us, right? We don't know like what God's plan is really for us. He knows what's best for us. So we may think that, you know, what it is that... I lost my train of thought.
No, that we don't know.
Yeah, we
right?
don't know. Yeah, we will... Yeah, we're just unaware of what's going to happen next.
And
right?
we're taught attending Mass is that we believe that this life is not forever. It's the afterlife and the salvation of our souls to be with Jesus, right? And I guess it's just so powerful, right, that sometimes we can't understand it.
Right.
Right.
So now how can we change and become more willing to surrender?
That's a tough question you just asked. I think it's a, all of us, we can maybe reflect some ideas is, you know, turn it over to the Lord. Trust in him.
And actually know who it is, who he is, who we are surrendering to.
Maybe we need to
get to know him personally.
Maybe take a Bible study, maybe attend Mass more. Maybe have some time with a spiritual director for guidance, right?
And know that we're yielding to a very good, powerful, loving, all-wise God. And, you know, if we know that, then it becomes easier.
Here's an interesting point. We accept our position in our relation with God. So we might need an attitude adjustment. We might need to put God at the center and move over and let Jesus be at the center. Or Jesus, you take the wheel.
Yeah, because God is worthy of our submission, right? Of submitting ourselves to him. We can choose it by our act of our own will. So just do it, right?
Just do it.
Do it.
Show up. Make that commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And some other things, if we step out in faith. Here's a big one.
We can pray and ask God to help ourselves, right? And ask Him to change our hearts.
Yeah, we always mention to, you know, take time to pray. Whenever we say stay silent, that in itself is a prayer.
It is.
Because that's when we let Jesus in.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're so busy, we're human beings doing, where we just need to be human beings. We're human doings and not human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. You don't need to multitask, do 50,000 things at one time. Just stop, let Jesus in, listen, and that itself is a powerful prayer.
And another way how we can change is by plugging into our support system, right? Reach out to a friend who can lead you, you know, to the will of God, right?
Yeah, have a faith buddy.
Yes.
Or a faith group.
Yes.
Start a group.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
We need that support system.
You know, and then when you start that group, you can socialize afterwards and maybe do a round table, what you learn. Do a Lectio Divina, right? I think it's cool. It's a cool thing.
Because we need others to help us keep our commitment to God.
And speaking of commitment, like no better way is when you build community,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's not, we're just talking coffee after Mass, but when you build a community, you have a social network of friends and you're on the same page. And,
mm-hmm.
and if Jesus is at the center, you know, life is just so much better.
Mm-hmm.
So we've shared with you many things. The show is almost coming to an end. We like to share. We didn't have enough time, but the Surrender Novena. I suggest you listen to it online. Just Google Surrender Novena, and there's 9 parts to it. It's about 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I think we've shared it before with our
listeners. Yeah, and you know, it talks about every day what we should do. You know, the first day, you know, we're confused. The second day, we're upset. You know, the third day, you know, my soul is in pain, right? So it goes on and on. You know, day 6, we are sleepless, right? But for every day, there's an issue. And at the end, it always says, turn it over to Jesus. Jesus, I trust in you.
Mm-hmm.
So we highly recommend that if you can't sleep or if you're having a hard time or trying to attain a moment of peace, look up that Surrender Novena.
It's very soothing.
If you can't find it, just ask your son or your grandchildren. Believe me, they'll find it. Again, it's called the Surrender Novena, and it's from Father Don DeLindo, and it's so powerful. We highly recommend it.
Yes. And so we want to end with how to surrender our life to Jesus. Well, there's no formula. There's no way to make the decision. It's just, you know, have to make that decision and invite Jesus into your life. And so here are some guidelines. Surrendering our lives to Jesus is an ongoing process, often with specific times when we feel inspired. Maybe it's the Holy Spirit that is inspiring us to commit more deeply, or find ourselves with a need to experience God more personally in our life. So remember, it's our faith that's precisely our relationship with Jesus, right?
So another thing is inviting Jesus into our lives also can take many different forms. Simply wording your desire to be closer to Him, your need for Him in your life. Look to Him. Look to the Holy Trinity.
And so let's end with this commitment prayer. Lord Jesus, I invite you into my life. I come before you just as I am. I have sinned. Please forgive me. I renounce all sins and any way that I have opened myself to them.
Lord Jesus, I give you my entire life, my entire self and my life now and forever. I invite you into my life. I accept you as my Lord, my God, and my Savior. Hey, that's the World Youth Day song of 2002. Mm-hmm. Heal me, change me, strengthen me, use me as you wish. Send your Holy Spirit into my life and flood me with your presence. Thank you for wanting to be with me.
Amen.
And so we're going to finish how we started with the prayer of St. Ignatius. But always remember that quote, Jesus must increase and I must decrease. And we close this evening with how we started.
Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, my entire will, all that I have and possess. You have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. All is yours. Do with me what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. So thank you for listening. We hope you got a lot out of our reflections on surrendering and abandoning.
And a little bit of sacrifice, all as a primer to get us ready for Lent, which is not too far away. So with that,
we see you next month.
Take care and God bless.
We wish you all well.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
Take care. Good afternoon, whatever time you're listening. Thank you for being part of this program.
And God bless.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus be with you.
You have been listening to Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.